Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Dublin's Q102.
Good morning, I'm Jonathan Byrne. It's 7.
The Morning Show with Catherine Thomas.
Good morning. It is Thursday, the 14th of August. It is Catherine with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Another belter of a day ahead of us by all accounts. And all we are going to do here on the morning show is try and add to your sunshine. So pop the kettle on and we're going to help you get set up for the day. Or if you are still in your pajamas, no judgment. You are amongst friends here. Let me tell you what is coming up over the next couple of hours. We are going to be meeting some special needs assistants who, as we know, are so vital and so important to so many classrooms. We've got first letter, last letter. The score to beat is a tied 7 between Jade and Susie yesterday. So if you fancy giving it a go, all you got to do is WhatsApp I'm in to 083 42 42 102. 6 in the city. Also up today, loads of ideas as to what you could get up to this weekend if you're fuming that you don't have tickets for Oasis. Brecky's Got Talent we'll have just before 8 as well. Plus, what's your favourite car? Have a little think about that, because we're going to be chatting about that in an hour or so. Plus music from Take That, Bon Jovi and lots more. But let's kick off with the Queen herself, shall we? It's Madonna on The Morning Show with Catherine Thomas on Dublin's Q102. Oh yeah, that's doing the trick, isn't it? That and the coffee has finally gone around the corner for me anyway. Don't know, maybe it was the heat last night. Were you the same? I found it really difficult to sleep. Was awake at 4 and was like, oh, go back and sleep again. But it was so warm last night. So I think that's definitely it. Anyway, wanted to let you know, we had a little date night, myself and himself, last night. We went off to see The Weir in the Olympia. Lads, I cannot remember a play I enjoyed so much ever. It was nothing short of brilliant. And I didn't really know a whole lot about it. Written by Conor McPherson back in 1997 when he was only 25, but starring Brendan Gleeson, who I had never seen on stage before. Obviously, a million films he's been in. Oh my God, it was magic in motion watching the man on stage. Tom Vaughan Lawler in there as well. Sean McGinley, Owen MacDonald, Kate Phillips. An incredible cast. And sometimes I think when you actually don't know much about a play or a film, that you, it's a good thing, you know, you might enjoy it more. But anyway, the whole thing, it's set in a pub in the west of Ireland and it's centred around the art of Irish storytelling. So a couple of ale fellas telling tall tales at the bar, and then this woman walks in and kind of with her own story and throws the cat amongst the pigeons. So loads of references to ghost stories and fairies and spirits passing from one realm to another, which I think we all, you know, they were stories of all our childhoods, you know. But the amount of F-bombs in there, the one-liners, the humours, the vulnerabilities of the characters, honestly, I felt so proud. Weirdly, I felt so proud to be Irish coming out of it. It was that good. And myself and my husband were chatting in the taxi on the way home, kind of saying, God, is that art of Irish storytelling, is it gone? You know, we don't have those that sort of pub culture anymore with Gen Z. It's and those kind of long, rambling, late night storytelling sessions, whether they're full of crap or not. But anyway, really good. It is running in the Olympia until the 6th of September. Do yourself a favour and do not miss it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.